This is the cafe now, Bay Tea for Eight. City's the great. We're getting now to the heart of the subject. Let's see the Gemara inside. Up to now we spoke about Leibligi. Now we're getting Bishotoy Gomatlachas to the Machlekes of Abaye Barabba. What are they arguing? Keep Ligi, says the Gemara. Mari the Gemara doesn't care if they're not everywhere. Keep Ligi, when do they argue? This is the famous Machlekes of Abaye Barabba, appears one place in Shas. He's off in Malva, Akish Malva. The Malva sold it, or he was marked for shit, way before he collected it. Since the master of the time came and you didn't pay cash. So it's a glory Muslim affair they already have it to begin with. And therefore, Shapar Akish Shapar's of it. The Rava Americano will have a grave of why. Keep a deal heavily as Susan Masalaka, but Susan Shtaka to the hashtag Akani. We've arrived Shotov Moslachas at the famous Mohikas of Bayev Rova, my favorite great McConnell, Haba Grover, to the Malva sell it before he collects it. Shaking Zach, you wouldn't believe it if you wouldn't see it in front of you. Before we talk about Rehovah Gedela, about what was Mohikas of Bayev Rova, let's see the Rashi over here, a very lumdish Rashi. Wow. Keep Ligi the Agnes Malva. Rashi tells Vek, what was Mohikas? The Malva was Magdish. Took Rashi. Let's learn every word inside. Keep leaving the Agish Malva Betoichas man. Before the time came, he was Magdish the Kark already. Hameshubeloi. Well, Higdish as a Chayim, I'm going to skip those words for 2 minutes. Allah Karka. He was Magdish the Kark, not the Chayim. I'm going to spend Barichas to explain this. Vahashta, now, Kishagiyas man vole porezev, who bolik voisum, minaleve. The Malva comes to collect it. Chayzeboy men Hegdish, he wants to back out of the Hegdish. It's a little shot a little bit. Why does Rashi say he's backing out of the Hegdish? What does Rashi want? Rashi is coming to back out of the Hegdish. What's Villa? What Rashi is coming to say is in Pshat, is that if the Malva, let's say, would turn up by the Lekeach and say, I want to collect it for Hegdish. I'm collecting it for Hegdish, right? So then it will make a difference anyway, because if you're collecting it for Hegdish, it becomes Hegdish. What's Rashi by warning? Rashi by warning that the case is that the Malva made it Hegdish, and then he turned up and says, I don't want to collect it for Hegdish. Could Rashi mean to say that if he would say, I made it Hegdish and I'm collecting it for Hegdish, so that everybody agrees that it's Hegdish. He went ahead and took it for Hegdish. By the way, the word Chayzer doesn't have to be that I was officially Chayzer from the Hegdish. The word Chayzer means that I didn't collect it for Hegdish, I collected it for myself. That's the pshat in Rashi. The word Chayzer means like this. Not that he made up an official chazor, I changed the wine and I can Hegdish. Chayzer means that I'm not collecting it for Hegdish, I'm collecting myself. What's Rashi saying? If the Malva turns up and takes it from the Lekeach and says, I'm collecting it for Hegdish, I'm acting as the long arm of Hegdish. So effectively what he's saying is, I want the land to be Hegdish, right? So then there won't be a Machlekes to buy for Rava whether it becomes Hegdish. Because he collected it for Hegdish, what's the difference? What Rashi's saying is that the guy made it Hegdish, and then he turned up and doesn't collect it for Hegdish. He wants it for himself. Now the question is the land Hegdish or not? If Luyitzur, the guy, would turn up and collect it for Hegdish, Rava would also agree that it's Hegdish. It'll be Hegdish now. He went ahead and collected it for Hegdish, which is essentially a way of making the land Hegdish. So Rashi says in order for the Machlekes to get off the ground, it has to be talking about a case where the guy turned up and said, I want the land for myself. You want the land for yourself? You made it Hegdish already. Robert says it's not Hegdish. Abai says it is Hegdish. Luitzer, the guy, would turn up and say, I want to take it for Hegdish, which is another way of saying I want the land to be Hegdish. Told that everybody will be Hegdish. Chayzer means, I didn't collect it for Hegdish, I collected it for myself. That's the Pashim Shana Rashi. That's the way of making it. That's what Rashi means. I collected for Hegdish. That's the way of making it. I'm saying I want the land to be for Hegdish. The guy turns up, that would be cool, making it Hegdish. That's what I mean. Rashi means to say, practically speaking, Baal Batish Mamish, the guy's not coming today and collecting it for Hegdish. If he collects it for Hegdish, then that's cool. He's making it for Hegdish. Anachanami. When I say I'm taking it for Hegdish, that's the way of making it Hegdish. Maybe, do I have to say the words I raise for Hegdish? Maybe. But there won't be enough to mean it because it's going to go to Hegdish anyway at the end of the day. That's what Rashi means to say. This thing is going to be for Hegdish. If the guy collects it for Hegdish, it's going to be Hegdish. What Rashi's saying is that the guy didn't change his mind. The guy didn't change his. He changed his mind. He wants it for himself. No, that's what Rashi means. What's that? Well, this is not what I came to speak about today. Trust me. Okay. When you'll hear what I came to speak about today, you'll realize it's not this. My rabbi said, Rashi throws in over here a line. The loy hikdish as a chayv. It wasn't magdish the chayv. What does Rashi want? We all saw this morning. The loy hikdish as a chayv. Rashi says the case is talking about the malve prematurely. I say prematurely, was magdish the land. He wasn't magdish the chayv. And if he would be magdish the chayv, what would have happened? So what Rashi is saying is that if I would have been Makdish Lechayv, there wouldn't be a Machlekes of Bayev Rava. First of all, Pshat. Philistine Rashi that Loi Higdish Achayv, you know when the Machlikas of Bayev Rava broke out? When the guy was Loi Higdish Achayv. But if he would be Magdish Achayv, then there wouldn't be a Machlikas of Bayev Rava. That's the correct way to read the Rashi. So the question is, why? Let's say the guy was Magdish Achayv. I'm going to explain to you what that means. Let's say the guy was Magdish Achayv. Let's say he was Magdish Achayv. I could still hear Machlekes. Is the land Kaddish or not? Like the topic of the Gemara was the guy was Magdish the Gufar Karka. The guy said the Karka is Kaddish, right? Lay Rava, Lay Rabai, it's Kaddish, Lay Rabai, it's Kaddish, Lay Rava not. Says Rashi, no, but if you were Magdish the Chayv, there's no Machlekes. Why? Let's say you were Magdish the Chayv. I gave over the Chayv to Hegdish. It's a debt, and I took the debt and I gave it over to Hegdish. We'll talk about that soon in a minute. So. You're back to the Chayv. Very nice, but not as the Shalom, the land. Is the land Kaddish or not? Lay Rava not and Lidabai, yeah. Rashi says that if it was back to the Chayv, then what? Is the Machlik to buy a Rava or not? I agree, by the way, slowly. The Chayv is mine. So I gave the Chayv to Hegdish. Hegdish now is the Malta. Okay. Now there's another Shalom about the Karka. I was Makdish to go for the Karka. Lay Rava, it's Chayv. Lidabai, it's Chayv. Lay Rava not. Rashi says no. The minute you're Makdish to Chayv, automatically, there's no machlokes of Rav Abaye. What does that mean? Everybody, say Rav Abaye agrees that the karka is what? Everybody agrees the karka is hekdesh. That's the first of all, the pshat in Rashi. What Rashi meant to say was that if I would have been makdish the chayiv, then there wouldn't be a machlokes about the karka is hekdesh. Everybody would agree that the karka is hekdesh. My question is why? Just because I'm makdish the chayiv, why does that mean that the karka is hekdesh? What's up? I'm going to explain out loud today what's going on here. Say Tiferet, listen carefully. No, that's about the flow of the Rashi. That's about what Rashi means to say. Because if the guy was Magdish, Rashi's saying for sure not. That's about the Pshat of Rashi. The Pshat of Rashi is that if I lawyer the character, I wasn't Magdish the Chayv. I was Magdish only the character. Mashu that if I would have been Magdish the Chayv, it would be okay. Rashi's not coming to Fuke. Okay, it's much like. Hold on. First of all, Kamavakamatvam. First of all, this Rashi state. First of all, state in this Rashi that a person has the ability to be Makdish Achayv. I want to explain what the drama of this Rashi is. There's a big shiloh. Could a person be Makdish Achayv to somebody else? I'll explain. Reuven owes me $1,000. The Achayv itself. Can I be makne the chayiv to somebody else? Says Rashi in Ksubas Daf Nun Hem Bebeis. Says Rashi in Ksubas Daf Kuf Nun Hem Bebeis that you could be makne the chayiv to somebody else. So Rashi over there says you can't do it with a Kenyan Chalipin, you can't do it with a Suder, because there's a klal in Matbea Nasa Chalipin, you can't transfer money with Chalipin, but you can make a Kenyan Akav Karka. I can be makne to you a chayiv. That means somebody owes me $1,000. I can be makne the chayiv itself to somebody else. And you now owe him the money. I can make a kinyan on a chayv. Taisis over there in Ksubas Daf Nun Hey argues, and Taisis over there says in Ksubas Daf Nun Hey that you can't be makan a chayv to somebody, quote, because it's a dover shaloi be'en, it's not a tangible zach. You can't make a kinyan on something which is not tangible. You all know you can sell this. How can you transfer a chayv? You can sell the shtar. If you have a shtar, the shtar is a utensil, is a kli with which I collect money. I can transfer you the shtar, that yes. You can sell a shtar to Rabbi Isa, you can sell a shtar to Rabbanon. But the chayiv itself, says Taisus, you can't transfer chayiv, it's a dovash amen. As I stated before, from Taisus, in Ksubas Daf Nun Hey, the bays on the bottom. So Taisus, you can't change a chayiv, it's not ben. Yeah, Rabbi Isa? It's not ben. It's not ben, it's not tangible money, it's not something physical. So you have a world war, fascinating machlokes, because Rashi Taisus and Ksubas Daf Nun Hey, could a person be makna achayv itself to somebody else? Or Taisus holds no, because it's not the end. You can transfer it. I did the shtar. I give you the shtar. The shtar is a tool for gviya. I don't give you the chayv itself. I give you the tool for the gviya. But the chayv itself I can't transfer. As I say in Taisus, Rashi will take me makna achayv to somebody else. That Rashi over here says that I could be magdish the chayv. So she tells me. Rashi says I could take the chayv and transfer the chayv to Hekdish. Although in our sugi we're talking about Kedushas Domim, okay? So what do? I make a donation to Hegdish. I'm not going to Hegdish. I have a choif. Ruben owes me $1,000. I want to give over to Hegdish $1,000. I give over all the choif. Now, Hegdish is the Baal choif. Hegdish is not the Baal choif. Hegdish is not the Baal choif. Says Rashi, we're not talking about that you are makdish the choiv, that you gave over the choiv to Hegdish. It's first of all, it's Rashi, the Shitasu, that there's such a phenomenon as being makna choiv. Hegdish is a form of hakna, by the way, just interestingly enough, I have to point this out in parentheses, that by Hegdish, I don't need to do my sakinyan, because you have a klal, amirosel the gavoya, kemisi rosel the hedyadami. Amirosel the gavoya, kemisi rosel, by Hegdish and amir is enough to make a kinyan. You say it goes to the Hebrish, fine. But I'm being makna the choiv to Hegdish. So Hegdish now owns the choiv. Says Rashi, we're not talking about you are makdish the choiv itself. Why? Because if you're makdish the choiv itself, there's no machlekes. Why not? I'll tell you. The choiv went to Hegdish. Now there's a new shaila. Who's the land belong to? The malve. I want to explain the scenario. A day after the loan, the malve was makdish the land. A day after the loan, the malve was makdish the land. He gave it to the land itself. The land. The goof of the land. The land that's sitting by the lokeach. The Malva was makdish it. By the Leif, he was makdish the land. Then he was makdish the Choyf. Says Rashi, oh, there's no machlekes anymore. Why not? The Choyf belongs to Hegdish. The question is the land Hegdish or not? The Choyf belongs to Hegdish. So they'll go collect it. But why is there no machlekes on the land itself? It's not machlekes. The land Hegdish or not? Stay in Rashi. That if I transfer the Choyf to Hegdish, then automatically the land's going to become Kodesh. State in Rashi, the Machlekes of Bayi Varova, when the Malva is Magdish at prematurely, before he got it, whether it becomes Kodesh or not, is only Kol Zman, I didn't give the Choyv to Hegdish. If I gave the Choyv to Hegdish, then the land Memela is going to be Kodesh, Sai, even though I didn't give the Karka. The Shal is, what's the mechanism that's going to make the Karka Kodesh right away? I once went for a Basher, two Hezberim, and the Elim can pick which one they want. Hesber number one is that if the choiv belongs to Hegdish, so who is the money owed to? The money is owed to Hegdish. So tomorrow, the Malva is going to go to the Leuve and take the land. The Malva is going to go take the land. What are you collecting the land for? You're collecting the land for the choiv, correct? The minute that the gvia is made for a choiv that belongs to Hegdish, automatically that land which is collected for a choiv to Hegdish becomes Hegdish. I repeat. The money, the land was collected for the choiv. What was it collected for? What gave you the right to collect it? What gave you the right to knock on the guy's door and take it? The choiv. Money which is collected for a choiv which is owed to Hegdish, since the land is being taken for that choiv, the land by default goes to Hegdish. That's one way of saying it. One nusach of saying it is that the minute that I'm being makdish the choiv to Hegdish, the land's automatically going to go to Hegdish because a land was collected for the choiv, and the choiv is to Hegdish. So a land which is collected for a choiv which is owed to Hegdish, by default the land is going to become Hegdish because it was collected for the choiv to Hegdish. That's one nusach to say. If you want to say even more extreme, I could say even more than that. That when I give a choiv to Hegdish, along with the choiv comes along all the shibudim that the choiv is machayiv. So albeit it's true, I never gave you the land to Hegdish, I gave the choiv to Hegdish. But when the Hegdish, gets the choiv, they get along with the choiv all the schusim that the choiv gives, and the choiv has a shibud on the karka. So the land goes to Hegdish not just because of pshat one, that if the choiv is to Hegdish, so land which is collected for that choiv goes to Hegdish. The Hegdish itself has the shibud. So the Hegdish itself is making the gvia, because the Hegdish itself has a shibud in the karka by the very fact that the Hegdish got the choiv. And when the Hegdish got the choiv, they got the choiv with everything that came along with it for the ride, including the shibud and the nechasim. So the first nusach is that a collection for a choiv to Hegdish makes the land Hegdish. And the second nusach is that Hekdesh had the schus gviya on the karka itself, because the schus gviya on the karka came along with the chayiv. Because when I gave the chayiv to Hekdesh, the chayiv slept along with it for the ride, the schus gviya on the karka. But either way, say whether it's nusach number one, say whether it's nusach number two. One second. Say whether it's nusach number one, say whether it's nusach number two. The yesod advarm over here states in Rashi that the dilemma about whether the lien becomes Hekdesh or not is irrelevant if I was makdish the chayv itself. If I was makdish the chayv itself and not the karka, if I was makdish the chayv itself, so the minute that the chayv, the debt itself, belongs to Hekdesh, the money is owed to Hekdesh, so then all land which is collected for such a chayv by default becomes Hekdesh automatically. And then even Rava will be moita that the land is Hekdesh. That's Avada the Hamadas Advorim and Tifa Tifa Rashi. And state in Rashi, Agav Orcha, I'm repeating again, that a person has a yecholus to give over a choiv and be makne a choiv itself. And the minute that the choiv is the hekdesh, so all land which is collected for that choiv automatically goes to hekdesh by default, because the choiv was collected, the land was collected for a choiv to hekdesh. Says Rashi, lu yitzur, I would have been makdish to choiv to hekdesh, so then there wouldn't be a machlekes abayev rova, the land automatically is going to become kodesh, and that's why Rashi says, the choiv didn't go to hekdesh, the money is owed to me. I was makdish the land that I'm going to be goyev tomorrow. And that broke out a machlekes abayev rova, whether or not the land, the ma'isa hekdesh that I made, is a hekdesh or not. That's aleph beis here. One second. That's the pshat in this Rashi over here. He has to be humble and work on it and harp over it. But that's the imic of what Rashi meant to say over here. Now we'll start. My rabbi say, we have over here for the first time the famous machlikas of Havai Verobo of you weren't makdish the choif, so the money is owed to you. And the malva went ahead, it was makdish the karka before the time. Abai says an astounding thing. That the hekdesh is fell. Shem Yirachem. The loan was made for a year. I lent you $1,000 for a year. It says, Abaya, a day after the loan, I was makdish the karka is kodesh. Zoktim Rava, can't be. Because Elu, if the leiva would pay off and get out, he could pay money and get out of it. So it's not the malvas to make a kodesh. State that fundamentally the only reason why, listen carefully to what I'm saying now. State fundamentally, the only reason why Rava argues in Abaya is why? Because I have a chance to be Salak Bezuzi. Lu Yitzur, I won't be able to be Salak Bezuzi. So then, he's Moyot Abaya. Mefeo Goeva, Atkedekach. I'm telling you now one of the most important ideas. Taisin Gittin Daf Mem Abay says, Taisin Gittin Daf Mem Abay says, that if you'll find me a Choyv, where I owe you money, and you can't be Salak Bezuzi, I'll be masking Mefeo Goeva. Taisin Gittin Daf Mem Abay says, that if you'll find me a chayv, that for some reason the leiva can't be masalik bezuzi, and the nachanami, Rav Yehuda Bar Abaye, what's the case? Today's being the case. Today's being the case in getting the memo of beis that this man the yomer who holds that by a short time is a din migufay, and this man the yomer that holds by a short time. Short time, you can't be masalik bezuzi. The nizik has a right to take the animal himself. The animal itself is meshubet for the chayv. You can't give him cash. Says Taisus Meforish that since over there you have the right to collect the animal, you didn't collect it yet, and you can't be masalik bezuzi. So Rabbi agrees to buy it. My favorite grave is your carry from before. First Taisus. I mean, Taisus takes Algamar seriously. Rabbi didn't just argue on a buyer. Rabbi only argued on a buyer because of this svara that the leiva can still get out of it by paying cash. Therefore, Rav Abaye is wrong. Hallelujah, so you'll find me a case where there's a choiv, and there's a shibud, and you can't get out of it with paying cash. Then Rav agrees to Abaye. As I said before, I have cases of choivs where you can't pay cash. Rav agrees to Abaye, my favorite grave. That's point. Now I'm going to start. The din of Abaye is one of the great controversies in Shas. And I said, there are two fundamental shverkain with Abaye. Abaye says that a day after the loan, I can go sell the property. It's not your property. It's the leiva's property. How can you go sell the property? It's not your property. How can you imagine, Papa? It's not yours. So they buy a whole spiel. Since the time came, and when I collect it tomorrow, Iglai Muslim Affair, there are two questions. One is, what do you mean Iglai Muslim Affair? Why? Did you give me a year? This kasha is troubling me greatly. There's a lumdish kasha on Abaye, and there's a technical kasha on Abaye. The lumdish kasha on Abaye is, why in the world should you have rights in the land now? You gave me a year, no? Why in the world should I have rights in the land now? I want the island to aggravate yourself over this kasha. Why should I have rights now? Tell me a whole spiel that when I collect tomorrow, says that Mafia. Why? Why the Mafia? Why should I have rights in the land now? Why should I have rights in the land now? You gave me a year, right? I lent you money for a year. Well, why now? What rights do I have in the land now that you tell me? What does it mean? The second kasha, which greatly troubled all the Gedolei Achronim, I'll tell you who in a minute, was this a technical problem. You tell me that I have rights, okay. You tell me that I can go sell the land. How can you sell the land? It's not your land. I made a kenyan on it. Which kenyan did you make on the land? There's a lumdish kasha on a bay, and there's a technical kasha on a bay. The lumdish kasha is why in the world do you deserve to get it? And even if I get past that barrier of why you deserve to get it, there's a technical problem. The Malta is selling the land. He made a Kenyan in the land. No, he made the Kenyan in a year from now when he went ahead and collected the land. So how does the land become his? How could he sell it? How could he make it? He didn't make a Kenyan. He didn't do Kenyan. He didn't do Shtar. He didn't do Chazaka. He didn't do Kesef. I'm going to say today two approaches. The Malach of the Nesivis, Ruki Veig and the Svazemis. And then we're going to see Mahalach of Rabbi Shimon. And then in the coming days, probably next week, I'm going to say a third Mahalach. Did you see this? Simakuf Tzadik Beis of Sif Tzadik Tzadik Kuf Beis that I asked you to see today. It's on the first, the regular Marmok machine, not what I gave out now. Did you see this? Dropped a bomb. It's hard to believe it's true. And I'm going to ask five or six kashas on the Nesivis. There's more, but just for clarity's sake. The Nesivis said a bomb, and Rabbi Kivega learned like this. I'll tell you soon how I know Rabbi Kivega learned like this. The Nesivis said a pshat, which is... Mitzad Echod, the pshat that he said is so extreme that it's a gilui on how shver Abai is. I always say that when you see an extreme shot, when you see an extreme terror, it means how good the kasha is. I don't think he says a very simple shot. He says as follows: you want to know how the guy got the land? He says, I'll tell you. I lent the guy $1,000. Ruby lent $1,000. I gave you money. When I gave you the money, this is the Nesivis that I printed out for you today. When I gave you the money, I made a kinyan in the karka. I bought the land. You all know. Karka niknas b'kesef. Karka niknas b'kesef, right? You can make a kinyan. Karka is niknas b'kesef, shtar chazaka. I did a kinyan, guys. I gave you $1,000. So then I bought the land. Made a kinyan. The land's mine. He asked me, the land's yours. What do you mean? But the guy could pay you cash in a year from now. Yeah. He says, the Nesivis, you look at the lashon again. It's a tanai. I sold you, I was kinda land from you. Every time I make a mechira, every time I make a halva, I was kinda land from you. Yeah, my son, I was kinda land from you. I did a kinyan kesef, I gave you $1,000, I was kinda land. No, I was kinda land. So why is the guy allowed to hold on to the land for a year and then pay back cash? It's a tanai. I sold you the land now, with a kinyan kesef now, but tanai, that tomorrow you don't pay. If tomorrow you'll pay, you broke the tanai. Like every other tanai, I could say, can I sell you, I'm buying land from you now, all tanai that's going to rain in a year from now? Yeah. So I made a tanai. I'm being kind of land from you with the money of the halva, but tanai, that in a year from now, you won't pay cash. If in a year from now, you pay cash, the deal's over. Yeah, meisener? So it's a meisen mechira, but it's more than that. It's a kinyan mechira with a tanai. I gave you kinyan kesef to buy the land now. That's the money of the loan. The money of the loan is money of mechira. The land is mine. So why are we waiting a year? Because I have to wait around to see if the tanai was okay. If I made a tanai, it's going to rain in exactly a year from now. I agree to see if it rains, right? So I made a tanai. The sale that I'm making now with the kinyan kesef, because now it's been tanai. Then a year from now, you won't pay cash. A year from now, you pay cash. You broke the tanai like every other condition, and the deal's off. As they zok the nesivis b'shat in the sugya. By the way, the lashon of the mafreya is beautiful, no? When the year comes and you don't pay, the mafreya, it was just because you made a mistake. By the way, that takes care of both questions. It takes care of the emotional question of why do you deserve to get it. The answer is deserve, not deserve. Well, that was kind of the line. I made a Kenyan Kesef. It takes care of the second problem. Which Kenyan? Kenyan Kesef. By the way, for those of you who are smiling at this pshat, you should know that Rave of the Gedolei Achronim learned like this. I just want to say something in parentheses. The Gemara later on down the page gives another case of my favorite grape when I gave my chometz to a goy. That's how we got into this sugya. I gave my chometz to a goy, and the goy collected it, my frayo goyva. Rav Kiv Eger and Tshuva Chof Gimel, which we're going to learn. I'm just telling you, you don't even have to write it down. And the Sfas MSA, you're going to do my frayo goyva by the chometz? First of all, they ask that you can't be kind of chometz with kesef, because it's metaltal. Metaltal, you can't be kind of with kesef. And a goy doesn't have a kinyan kesef. There's two kashas. Goys don't have kinyan a kesef. Goy has to be kind of with mashicha. And second of all, you can't be kind of metaltovim with kesef, you have to do mashicha. So Rav Kiv Eger clearly learned that the mechanism of abaya is kinyan. You gave money, and you're kind of the land, so they ask, you can be kind of land, you can't be kind of chametz. A guy can't be kind of chametz. But they all clearly learned that the mechanism is Rav Kiv Eger and the Nesivas and the Sasemas, but we'll go with the Nesivas. Nesivas are printed off, he says clearly that this is the mechanism of abaya. The mechanism of abaya is that when I gave the money of the Hava, I actually bought the land and I did a Maisa Kinyan on the land, and I made a Tanai, if in a year from now you'll fulfill the condition, which is that you didn't pay cash. As I stayed in the Nesivas. So I'll ask, I'll talk five kashas on the Nesivas. The kashas are so shver that I'm not even asking on the Nesivas. Obviously we don't understand what he meant, but this is what he says. Kasha number one is, so why does Rav argue? That's a heartache. I understand. Then he said a simple shot. When you give the money of the loan, you're doing a Maisa Kinyan on the land. But tonight, then in a year from now, you don't pay cash. So tonight, if in a year from now you don't pay cash, the land is mine from now, because that was kind of the land now. So what's Rav arguing? So Rav, but if you have cash, you have cash. What Rav arguing? Rav says, but if you have cash, you can get out of it. I know that. That was the tonight. I made it tonight. I made a sale with a Tanai. This kasha, Rav Shimon asks, in Merachas HaKinyanim, what I printed out for you there. What do Rav argue? What's Bila? Abai said something very simple. Abai, by the way, said something about Batish. Abai said an umdana, that when a guy gives $1,000, his das is to be kind of the guy's land. And the Kinyan took place now, and I made it tonight. We'll see what happens in a year from now. What was this? No, but if you be able to pay cash, it's not yours. Who cares? But I made a sale with a Tanai. Rubber doesn't make any sense. Rubber, it looks like a printing. We say, what do Rubber respond to Abaya? What do Rubber respond to Abaya? Why didn't every other Tanai? I understand. I can make a sale all Tanai that it rains in a year. I made a Tanai, a sale that in a year from now you're not going to pay cash. What's Rubber want? That's kasha number one on the Nesivas. Kasha number two on the Nesivas. The fee of the Nesivas, who should get the payers? The fee of the Nesivas, who should get the payers? The fee of the Nesivas, who should get the payers? The Malva, the payers of the year. The Gemara says in Bometzia Daf Lamed Ham and Beis that Abaya says clearly the labor gets the payers of the year. Mefurish the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bometzia Lamed Ham and Beis, Mefurish, that later Abaya, the payers stay by the Malva until the Malva collects it. Catastrophe, was it? You know what I said? If the reason why I let her buy the land is yours is because you did a kinyan on the land from now with the tanayas, so the payers are for sure the malvas, not the labors. The Gemara says it's the labors, kasha too. One second. Every tanayas, Baba. You know what I just said? We'll talk afterwards. One second. Kasha number three. Kasha number three is a catastrophe. Tosfos says, watch this kasha. This kasha is a kusha tsuma on the Nesivas. Tosfos says in Baba Kama Daf Lama Gimel, like I said before, that the din of Mafreu Ugoiva wasn't only said by Chayvis of loans, it was said by Chayvis of Hezek also. I'll give you an example. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, a mazik was mazik of Nizik. So the mazik owes him money, correct? Says Tosfos over there that if you hold him a frey ugoiva, so the nizik could be makdisha. Repeat, Tosfos says that the din of a frey ugoiva of abaya was said not only by chayvus of loans, but said by chayvus of hezek. For example, if a mazik owes money to a nizik, the Nizik, who is essentially the one who's owed the money, can go ahead and be Makdish and sell it. Why? Because my favorite Goyva. What do you do over there? There's no Nesivis over there. Why is there no Nesivis over there? There was no Kinyan, there was no Kesef transferred. The Choyv came out as a result of Kesef. Although the Nesivis was looking for where's the Kinyan. What did the Nesivis say where the Kinyan is? The Kesef that I gave. That's very nice when there's a loan. So then I found the Kesef. By Hezek, there's no Kesef. My shore, Shtoy, somebody else's shore. I now owe him $1,000. Says the Tosfos, oh, my favorite Goyva. The Nizik already owns whatever he's going to collect tomorrow. With what? Which Kenyan? Kesef? There's no Kesef. Oh, there was Maisa Hezek. Where's it? El Mai told me I owe the money. You can't be coined with a Choyv. You have to be coined with cash. Choyv is not called money. So Kasha number one is what Rava argue. Kasha number two is, why does the Leiva get the payers? Kasha number three is, that if that's the only mechanism that works, how does that work by Hezek? By Hezek there's no money transferred. So what's the Kenyan over there? Kasha number four, I once heard from a Rizik Alamdin. It's one of my favorite kashas. Listen to this kasha. Reuven lent $1,000 to Shimon. He collects the land afterwards. The land was already his retroactively, my friend. Says the Halig and Nesivis and Rabbi Kiva, grant this Hashem is why. Because he made a Kenyan on it. You coined it. You gave money, you coined the land. Yeah, you have to wait around the year to see what happens with the Tanai, but once the Tanai is Mekuyim, retroactively it's yours. So I understand. So when a year goes by and I don't pay cash and I take the land, was there ever a loan here? Well, it was Nisbal Mafreh, there was no loan, there was just a Mechira. That's what I'm saying. If the Nesivis is correct, that the reason why the land is mine today is because when I gave the money, I did a Kenyan on the land, just we put a loophole into it, a Tanai. We'll wait around to see what happens in a year from now. If in the year from now you take the land, then the land's mine now already. If not, you pay, you can get out of the deal. But the deal is now. So it comes out, let's say I collect the land in the end of the day, so now I know retroactively the sale took place from day one. Was there ever a loan here? Was there ever a loan here? There was no loan. It was a sale. So once I heard a kasha from a Rizik Atam Mechocha many years ago. Won't be by Shemitah in such a case. It comes out that any time a guy collects land after the year, there's no Shemitah on the Chayv. Yeah, there's a chiddush that nobody ever said in the history of mankind. That every time a guy lands money, and he goes ahead and collects the land a year, two, three, 5 years later, Shemitah is not mashmete, because it came out, there never was a loan, there was a chayv wait around. Really? That means you tell me that 99% of the chayv is. There never is Shemitah on the chayv, because if the guy in the end collects the thing that had a shibud, so there never was a chayv, it was a sale. Halei davu.
Is it even a halachic
case? Hold on a second. I'm only starting. Yeah, Zakasha. I heard this kasha from my wife's uncle, the late Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shmuel Levitz, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha. Ah, that's a lamdin. Yeah, Zakasha. He saw the Nesivis, and right away he asked, I remember when I spoke to him about this. There's no loan. The Nebo was alone here. There was no Chayfei B'chal. By the way, there won't be a problem with Ribbis. There won't be a problem with Shemitah. There's no Ribbis. 99% alone, there's no Ribbis. There's no loan. I never lend you money. Yeah, I said no. I never lend you money. How could that be such a thing? There's no Shemitah. There's no Chayv. There's no Chayv. There's all Chayv. There's sales. Kasha number five. In all the Rishayim, it's before that the Sugya over here is based, if you hold Shibud. I used to see Rabbi Nadav the first day of this man. Only Shtar, only Karka. You have to have a Shibud, right? What do you have to have a Shibud for? You tell me that when I gave money, I bought your land. When I collect the land afterwards, I'm a kaim the tanai. What's that with Shibudim? What's that with Shibudim? What's that with Shibudim? I don't understand. Let's say it's a milval peh. Milval peh, for example, without a star, you can't collect from Karka, right? State in the Rabbeinu Dovid and in Rashi, there's no din of my favorite grave, but why not? I understand. If there's an umdana, the one I give money, I'm buying your land. So there's an umdana that I gave money, I'm buying your land. But that's the Shibudim, Shibudim, the Vaisa Shibudim, Abonon. It's about the Shomdana. Whenever I lend you money, I have in mind to buy your land from you. Just I made it tonight, it gives me a year. So that's what the Shibudim now. Let's say I make a milva. The Rebbeinu Dovid starts with the Sugi and says this entire Sugi is when you had a milva b'shtar. Why? Because milva peh, when there's no shtar, you don't collect from Shibudim. So you don't collect from Shibudim, who cares? But I have an Umdana, when I gave money, I'm Kainer. Well, there are many other kashas, probably about 60 kashas. We'll stop with five. Okay. I have in my notes and print out tens of kashas. We'll stop here. It's enough. It's enough, five kashas. Come along, Rav Shimon. Merechas HaKinyanim. So that's one chiddush that I just said. That Rav Shimon has a sefer called Merechas HaKinyanim. Correct? You know that? You didn't know that, right? Imagine you went to State Fell and you would have gone back to some dating yeshiva. And the girl on the date would say, Voshtei Merechas HaKinyanim. What? Father for sure doesn't know what Merechas HaKinyanim is. You think a guy like who knows what Merechas HaKinyanim is going to take elephant? What? You should give him a fan. Start with the office. Yeah. Right? You don't know Merechas HaKinyanim is? Rav Shimon wrote a famous sefer called Merechas HaKinyanim. It's about Kinyanim. In Perek Yud Aleph, I printed out a major chunk of it now. You can make a Shechiyanu. A, the first time you do this such a thing. Second, the first time you learn such a thing. You'll see it afterwards. I want to say it over Baal Peh, what he said. Rav Shimon's a shocking raid. And again, Rav Shimon's raid is as shocking as the Nesivus is. Rav Shimon says, what's going on in this sugya? I didn't print out this part. In the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, Rav Shimon brings down the pshat of the Nesivus. By the way, his starting point was the Nesivus. And Rav Shimon asks a lot of these questions. He asks all this, what's Rav arguing about? You made a sale with it tonight, you finished, all that. And that's why you'll see in the piece that I printed out for you, by the way, I apologize for the funny printout, it's 1, 2, 3. The Iker is 3, okay? I couldn't somehow get the Mr. Word to move the thing appropriately. The third paragraph on the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3. The third paragraph on the bottom is the Iker, what I'm going to say now. Tifa Raid, how Rav Shimon approached the Sugiyah. I can't think of anything better to do on a Friday Shabbos of El than get yourself, buy yourself in the store, Merechas HaKinyanim. It's a chelik dalad of the set of Chedusha of Shimon Shkop. It's in the chelik dalad. They don't sell it separately. It's 4 volumes of Shimon. Rav Shimon over there says, Mabel Tikarei. He says, what's trying to buy you? Talk to Rav Shimon like this. And you'll see in the piece that I printed out for you to learn and hover over it. Rav Shimon said like this. And I'll point out the mushal that Rav Shimon said. He says like this. Avada Navada, says Rav Shimon, you do not own the land now. You don't own the land now because you don't deserve to get the land. Period. Rule number one of the Hilliger of Shimon Arechas HaKinyanim Perek Yud Aleph is you do not own the land now because you don't deserve to get the land now. That answers my first emotional question of why in the world should I get the land? There's no reason why you don't own the land now. So Rav Shimon, what you own is the land of tomorrow. Rav Shimon has an approach in his home Arechas HaKinyanim that time, that ownership is divided in slices of time. I own today and I own tomorrow and I own the day after and I own the day after and I own the day after. Says Rav Shimon, the day of the Shibud, that day, okay, a year from now, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, Tov Shem Pei Zayin, Habal Deinu L'Toyva, the guy goes in and collects the land, right? I own that day. I have a Shibud on that day. A Shibud is an ownership. I own that day. I own that day. Yes, what do you mean you own that day? How do you slice up ownership like slices of a pie? Yeah, you slice it up the other way. I don't own today. I don't own tomorrow. I don't own next week. I don't own next month. I owe that day. That's the day I own. The mashal that Rav Shimon gives that you'll see in the Merechas HaKinyanim that I printed out to you for today, in Perek Yud Aleph, is nothing less than shocking. The mashal that Rav Shimon gives right in the second paragraph is like two shulchim who own land, where each of them owns a slice of the time. They don't own every second together, says Rav Shimon. The word is, each one has different bailas over different time segments. That's the mushal he gives. You hear the mushal he gives? Reuven and Shimon own a piece of land. So Reuven owns Sunday and Shimon owns Tuesday. And Reuven owns Wednesday and Shimon owns Thursday. They own it. So the Hilliger of Shimon, that you don't own the land today. You own that day. The Shibud gave me a right to collect it that day, I own that day. Sheba is a Kenyan. I own that day. One second. I owe that day. So I have the right to go be magdish and sell that day, because I own that day. I own the day of the Shibud. When I say the word day, I mean the matzah of the Shibud. I own it. I have an ownership on that day. And therefore, I got in parentheses, obviously that's only if he's going to go collect it. If that day never comes, so you don't own that day, okay? But I own the day of the collection of the Shibud now. I own the day of the collection of the Shibud. By the way, that's only if the collection of the Shibud happened. If the collection of the Shibud never happened, so you own that day, but it never happened. I own that day. I own that slice of time. Slowly. Says of Shimon, that's what I'm selling. I'm selling that day. Slowly. That shot takes care of almost all the problems. There was a loan, and the payers go to the loiver, and etc. So what does Rova argue on a Abaya? Abaya saying a simple shot according to Shimon. If you don't mind, open the printout that I gave to you. Look at the last paragraph. So this paragraph was Lefiza. By the way, I meant 1, 2, and 3. Is the top, the left, and the bottom. Ulefiza, look at this. Look at this. Listen to the halakhic words of Shimon. Look inside now. Ulefiza, bein labaya, bein larova, ein labasoda rak schus, alz man shalach. You have to start to think Reb Shimon dick. This is how Reb Shimon spoke in all his farm. You have a schus, alz man shalach. You have a schus on that time. Achikach. You have a schus on that day. That schus is what I'm selling. Rak. What's machlekes is Abaye v'Rova? Abaye choshev oisei schus kikinyin. The chelik bekarka mamish alzman shala acha kain kamoi shutfim alzmanim mivu rorim b'chotzer she'em b'nechaluka peshita saran, which is not our topic, no? That schus is a kinyin. That schus is a bailus that allows me enough of a bailus to sell that time, like two shutfim who have definitive separate times. Ularova zchuze einoy nechshav lekinyan mamish. It's only a schus, not a kinyan. Mitam shebiyoda l'salka bezuze einan yomker. Since the foil, the guy has a way of getting you out of it. How? By giving you cash. So the schus blibes a schus, not a kinyan. Ruchem haboyim to the world of Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Shimon says that the machlekes Abaye v'Rova is, they argue whether or not the schus that I have tomorrow, is it a kinyan or it's a schus? Abaye says it's a kinyan. I think I can back out. They say, if I'll back out, I'll back out. But today I own that day. And that's what I'm selling. And only that's what I'm selling. And what did Rava argue? Hello, one of the big questions on the Nesivis is, what did Rava argue? Rava says, if you can back out, who cares? What did Rava argue? So come Shal Te Rava argue. Rava says that azach which befoil I can block from happening is not called a kinyan. That's not called you own it. That's a schus. It's a possibility. It's an ulai. But you don't have a grip on it today to sell it. A very philosophical tifa machlekes, which hafachba the kulaba, to think about it. Do we understand it? We don't understand it. Are we fooling ourselves? That's how the Reb Shimon learned. So Reb Shimon said two bombs. And I want them to see it inside tonight. You learn the Rechaz Kiyonim inside. Reb Shimon said two bombs. Bomb number one is, I'm not selling it today, I'm selling it tomorrow. And bomb number two is that the machlek is between Abaye v'Rova is whether this shibud of tomorrow is a kinyan or it's a schus.
What about the last
one? 1 minute. This Reb Shimon answers all the kashas I asked, by the way. He answers all the kashas I asked on the Nesivos. Correct? All the kashas. There's a loan and the payers go to you. That's everything. 1 second. He has a loan for a year. There's a loan for a year. I'm selling you tomorrow's gvi. I'm not selling you. There's a loan for a year. There's a full scale loan. Of course, there was a loan. There was a loan. There's week. There was everything. There's a loan. I'm not selling you today. There's no sale now. I'm selling you tomorrow. I mean, you tell me what do you mean selling tomorrow? I'm selling. Yeah, I'm selling tomorrow's balance. You hear the muscle he gives? Like shutfim who had defined days when they use. 1 second, I'm out of fish. Moirev Rabbi Yisai. Ask me Akasha on the Reb Shimon, a bocher, not a younger man. Say better.
What about this is my friend?
No. Oh. Who said that? Pressburger. Oh, Pressburger's back. Very good. So that's a good diuk. He's saying good. I was expecting the Pesach to say that. Yeah. He's saying the loss of my affair is not kishmak. Not a great loss of my affair. I now own the tomorrow. It's a nice deal. I agree with you. It's a kasher of Shimon. Let's say better. We saw something this week. No, say better. We saw something this week, which is a raya l'chayra against the Pesach of Shimon. What was that? What? Wait, say better. Say Klein. Say English. Say better. No, you already said. This is Mr. Klein. He said, what he meant to say was, we had a Tosin Gid, Daf Mem of Beis, who said, that according to Abaye who holds Mafreya who gave her, we had a Tosin, that's what he meant, right? What? That's what he meant? Tosin Gid, Daf Mem said, what's the Chavushin, Tushas Dom? Arabs decided this year is over. Listen carefully. Listen to what he has. I want to have him say a teretz. Factor by Klein, we learned this week that Tosis and Gid, Daf Mem said, what's the Chavushin, Tushas Dom, Kedush Shagrof? Kushas Dom is what? Paka. Kushas Agof, Sule Paka. What did they say? But later, Abaya, Tosis said? What did they say later? Abaya? It doesn't start, right? Because later, Abaya is my favorite grave, it's not the, right? It's the Leuven can't make Kushas Agof. There's nothing to talk about. Because it's who's, it's the Malvas, not the Leuven, right? Remember they said that? Like, Ravel, the Tamei, when you make Kushas Agof, when the Leuven makes Kushas Agof, it's Sule Paka. Well, Abaya said Tosis, you have it in your sheets. Later, Abaya, nothing to talk about, right? I don't think acquaint of Shimon Wise and that's with the Paka. Acquaint Abai also, you're only selling the tomorrow, not the today. Factor by Klein, the different Shimon is right, that the Pshat and Abai is not equal to my fair like Rabbi Pressburg asked. But I'm selling the tomorrow, and that's why the pair is on mine today. So the fair I can make it heck, this is not a Sula Paka. Why does Tracy say that the Abai, the Lever, can't make heck to Shasagov? Nothing to talk about. The fair is a Ryan Nero against the Pshat of Shimon. It's a Ryan in Iraq. I would like to hear a teretz on this kasha. I'm not sure what we can do tomorrow, but either we'll finish this off. But the next piece of Gemara, by the way, Bemis is Vayelim shouldn't sleep tonight. I'm not joking. The next piece of Gemara, you have to learn 10 times. The chazar over the shakl of the tire. I'm not exaggerating, okay? You need to chazar over 10 times to get the shakl of the tire before we start today. The Gemara itself is such a complicated, almost complicated Gemara as the Shas, the Geshmaka Gemara. The Gemara Rashi itself, you need to learn 10 times. Don't come to ask questions before you learn it 10 times. Tonight in Ritz Hashem, we will have our private Vad at a 10:45, 10:11, whenever we finish night seder. Tonight we're going to have a special Vad about Tefillah and Elul, which I want to speak a short Vad. I just want to say a few hours to the Elul, which maybe will be helpful.